One of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us is by sending us prophets. He sends us prophets to teach us how to live, so that we can be happy in this world and in the next world too. Who is a prophet? A prophet is a special person chosen by Allah to introduce Allah to the people of the world. They teach us what Allah wishes for us to know so we can be good. They show us the shortest and easiest path to heaven. What do the prophets teach us? The prophets teach us what Allah wants us to do and what He does not want us to do. For example, the prophets have taught us to pray and be good to our parents. They also remind and teach us what actions are right and what actions are wrong. Lying and stealing are wrong actions, and telling the truth and giving money to the poor people are good actions. They also teach us about the things we cannot see or understand, such as angels, heaven and hell. The prophets also teach us by being good examples for us. By seeing how they live their lives and what they do, we learn how to live our life as well. Allah sent to this world 124,000 prophets. The first of those was Prophet Adam, and the last was Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. The prophets are God's messengers to us. They are the best people who have lived on earth, and they dedicated their lives to guiding us. Therefore, when we mention their names, we should show our respect. We can do this by saying, Alayhi Salaam, after we have said their names, which means peace be upon him. This is called Salaam, and when we say it, we get many rewards from Allah. Also, when you send your Salaam to a prophet, they will always reply to you, even if you cannot hear it. The greatest of all the prophets was Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, when we say his name, we show him special respect by saying salawat after his name. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, which means, O Allah, send your blessings upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad.